Good morning, folks, and welcome to another podcast from the Belfast Men's Health Group. Today, we have Cathair Murray from Parenting NI going to tell us a wee bit about the project that he's involved in, the Dad's Project. And without further ado, Cathair, you're very welcome to this wee podcast, the Belfast Men's Health Group. Could you tell us a wee bit about the background to yourself, first of all? Tell us a wee bit about yourself and how you got involved in this Dad's Project.
It's always good, Paul, whenever people ask me about myself, because I never get an opportunity to. So, I suppose a wee bit about me. I'm a dad myself, obviously. I'm also a dad that has gone through separation many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess because of that life experience, I hope that at some point after that I would have been in a position to support other dads and support other parents, moms and dads as well, not just dads, because of what I went through and what I experienced. And I'm saying that because many years ago, and I'm talking about 10, 11 years ago, whenever I went through that whole trauma of separation, there weren't that many supports there for men. Mm-hmm. And for dads. And whenever I went looking for support and information, I couldn't find that much. Now, it just happened that around the same time, because my life took a whole turn for the worst at that point, that I went unemployed, and I stayed unemployed for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. At that time, I decided then that I had to try and do something to move myself and my situation on, because obviously at that point, for me, it was about getting support for myself and getting support for my children at the same time. Now, I happened upon Parenting NI at that point.
Yes.
And at that point, then I was employed. I got employed on a part-time basis with the organization. And my role at that point was to begin working with parents who were going through separation as a trainer. And I guess from there to right now, it was a journey of discovery for myself. It was a journey of learning as well, because I was in a very privileged position to speak to lots of parents who were going through what I was going through, both mums and dads. So there was a lot of learning for me and using the families and the parents I was with, who were in fact teachers, who were not teachers in profession, but who were teaching me about ways to cope, which I was then able to use as I progressed and moved along personally, as a dad, but also in ways where we were able to put information together so that we could then try and support parents and dads moving forward into the future. So I guess that's a wee bit about where I came from. I'm also what you would call a resident dad. So my children are living with me. I have three wonderful children now. The eldest is 22, it's a girl. Mm-hmm. And my middle daughter, my middle child is 20 now, and my youngest is my son, and he is 16, going on 17, and pretending to be 21.
Yeah.
And that's so all along, I mean, I've been working that through with them and learning at the same time, but also passing on and trying to work and support dads and other parents throughout. So that's just where I'm coming from, Paul. Mm-hmm. And I guess now I'm in a very, very privileged position, as I said, where I have the opportunity through Parenting NI to work with dads that are going through separation. Mm-hmm. And that's a good place to be.
Yeah. So I guess that I think maybe you've answered my sort of next question, which is the Dad's Project. What's its main objectives, or what are the main objectives of the project?
Well, Paul, if I can maybe first just say a wee bit of background as well to the Dad's Project, if
mm-hmm.
that's okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Because I suppose, I mean, if there are many dads listening, I'm sure many of the dads will be looking out there thinking to themselves, you know, there aren't that many supports around. And I have to admit, look, there aren't that many supports either there for dads. But there are more and more, so there are, that are being funded and that are beginning to offer support. But if we go back as far as 2015, there was a briefing paper which was commissioned by a group called the Dads Direct Group, and that was spearheaded by Parenting NI itself, the organization. And that paper, the Dads Factor paper, briefing paper, was it was commissioned to try and influence policy and practice, where it would look at the involvement of fathers in their children's lives and the effect that it had, that they were having on their children. Now, the recommendations from that paper back in 2015, Paul, were that it was time to move beyond what they called father proving, which was what we were trying to do then, or what everybody was trying to do then, was explain why we should be working with dads. And the recommendation, the other recommendation, was to begin father proofing. So from proving to proofing, and the proofing was, how do we now change how dads are supported by services that should be in place right now? So that was really the catalyst for change in Northern Ireland, so it was. And Parenting NI then, following that, carried out a lot of desktop research. And at that point, what they did was they worked with the University of the Queen's University, a research department, to work alongside the organization of Parenting NI and to do what they call a needs assessment of fathers and families program, which was one of the exclusive programs that was there at the time for dads. And following that, then Parenting NI also conducted an online survey. So they were beginning to father proof the services. And as a result of that, in 2018, an application then was made to the big lottery, and hey presto, here we are. The Dads Project came about as a result of that, so it did. So now, whenever we're talking about working with dads, I suppose people are probably thinking, well, what do you mean by that? Well, let's define the dads. The type of dads we're talking about are this, Paul, okay? They are dads who I would say, in a lot of cases, that I can stand over and who work through myself and Parenting NI and the Dads Project, are dads that really love and cherish their children. And they're just desperate to spend quality time with them. And that's what they are. That's who they are. And I think that that message is well important. So it is, just in case people, because often whenever you talk about separation, people get the wrong idea of what that, you know, of what that can be associated with. But many of the dads are really, really dedicated to just looking to continue having contact with the children following the separation. And it happens to many, many dads. And this is the thing, you know. So that's just a wee bit about where it has come from, I suppose. I suppose for me now and for the project, because as coordinator of the project now, it's important, following the father proofing, that what we do with dads is we try to, through the project, to promote their engagement and their involvement in the lives of their children and their families and their community. Now, I guess the other thing that maybe I should make clear here, Paul, for your listeners, is that many of the separated fathers would be particularly in what I would consider to be a risk group of maybe a wide range of a whole lot of negative impacts. For example, I mean, there would be, you know, dads who are going through separation, they would be at a higher rate of mortality. They may, what they call it, take part in substance abuse, trying to cope with things. They may suffer from depression. And there will be a lack of social support for this.
And what type of support then, Cathair, would be on offer?
Well, I suppose, whenever we're talking about the dads and the supports that are going on at the moment, what I do with the Dads Project and what parenting NI ensures is, one, is that there is an increased visibility of services now available, which at the moment, a lot of people are using online platforms, and it's on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms like that there, mm-hmm. around services that are available for dads. We also promote helplines, the helpline NI as well, for dads maybe that at times of need, maybe, in the middle of the night, whenever they need somebody to talk to, and they don't have anybody, then they can refer to them. So we also signpost dads whenever our services aren't available during the day. As a project and as an organization, we also provide what we would call top tips resources. Mm-hmm. And the top tips resources would be online for dads through parentingni.org. And it reminds dads and parents how to respond gently to children during the whole separation process. Mm-hmm. Now, the Dads Project also provides a quarterly newsletter for dads, which gives them information about all of the services and the events and the upcoming programs that are coming on. Mm-hmm. And we also, what we call it, putting together what we would call well-being resource booklets just for dads. Mm-hmm. Now, apart from that...
Cathair, just before you go, are they all available at parentingni.org?
They are all available if parents, if dads would go into the Parenting NI website.
Yeah.
And if they click on parents and if they go into the Dads Project, they will access all of those materials and resources.
Okay.
Now they will also be informed of the other peer supports that are available for dads.
Yes.
And these are important because what we also provide is online at the moment because of COVID. We're providing an online education platform for dads. And we have three programs that dads can take part in. One would be what we would call Parenting Apart. The other would be Fathers and Families. And then the third would be what we would call Keeping Your Cool. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Paul, you're still there, yeah?
Oh, 100%. Yes, we're still here, yep.
That's okay. Now, on top of that there, Paul, one other very important resource, online resource, is what we call the Dad's Talk sessions. Mm-hmm. And this is an online platform where dads can meet with other dads every Thursday evening online, and where they get an opportunity to have conversations and feel supported with other dads who are going through exactly what they're going through.
Good.
Now, many of the fathers mm-hmm. that use the Dad's Talk are dads that maybe don't wish to just come into a program, but they would prefer just to maybe talk to dads about how they're coping, how they're managing.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I would often say to many of the dads, Paul,
yep.
Whenever we talk about emotions, it's very hard for men to actually talk about these things. So it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at normal human emotions, we talk about sadness, anger, happiness, and fear. But sadness and fear aren't generally accepted by you and I as men. And we try to hide them from them, from others and from ourselves, because often what we say to ourselves is, look, I can cope. I can manage. Well, the Dad's Talk, what that does is it gives dads the opportunity to come and talk about things and to express those emotions. And it's a great platform for dads to also be informed about ways to move forward in a very, very important way for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I try to get dads to understand is that children benefit from actively engaged mums and dads. And the Dads Project through Parenting NI recognizes that their children do better when they have a positive supporting relationship from the two parents, mum and dad. So mm-hmm. we try to work around the whole emotional and social support that can be given to a dad that will that would give them the strength and the insight and the knowledge and the know-how and the support from others who are living his experience forward in a positive way. So that's what we do. And on top of that, then there's also telephone support for dad, where they can ring into Parenting NI on our support line and speak to one of our support workers.
Do you have that number, Caha?
Yes, I do indeed. The number that
give us
dads
that number.
Okay, so the number is 0808 8010 722. And that is our support line where dads can ring in for support and speak to one of our support lines who will speak to them then and maybe make suggestions and point them in the right direction in relation to what services would be best for them. That's some of the services, Paul, that we do offer at the moment for the dad. And often, it's important too, because whenever we're talking about separation, there's lots of important topics and areas that dads want to talk about. We do not shy away from the elephant in the room. We talk about those things during the programs and during the dad's talk, and particularly around areas to do with emotional health, how you might practice self-care. We would look at then your children's emotional health. We also talk about the legalities, because many dads are facing lots of legal issues. We also talk about the financial hardship that follows separation and the loneliness, which for many dads is a big, big factor.
Yeah.
Because for them, all of a sudden their life has changed, but they still want to see their children.
Yeah.
And of course, we also then will talk to you about how to move forward in a positive way and the possibility of maybe all new romantic relationships in the future, being a step parent, whatever dads want to talk about. Now, they can come on and talk about football, Paul.
Yeah.
They can come on and talk about buying a new car. They can talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Yes.
But the conversations are owned by the dads. They create the dads.
Yeah.
What I and my colleague Noel simply do is facilitate.
Yeah.
Those forums for dads, so that they can voice what it is that they're thinking about, and it gives them somewhere to talk, and that is very, very important.
Without a doubt, a safe place to talk, Caha, is what you're providing. Now, time is biting us.
Is it?
Time is taking its toll. But before you go, I want to leave on a lighter note, and I always leave on a lighter note. And the question and your final question is, and you're not, this is your dream job. What's your dream job? And you're not allowed to say the job you're in.
So now,
I know I've sprung that one on you, but so that's...
Yeah, well, indeed.
So well, you've got 5 seconds to think of something up, or think up of something.
Okay, I suppose if I was to do another job all over again and go in a completely different direction, well, I think I would probably look to be working alongside the likes of David Attenborough. Maybe to record a document, a follow-up series on our planet or something like that there, or our oceans. That, for me, would be my dream job if I was to do things all over again.
That's a job and a half, without a doubt.
Isn't it?
Caha, I'll tell you, there's so much information that you're doing in the Dad's Project and with Parenting NI. We could talk all day about it, but as I say, you know what? Maybe we'll get you on again. What about that? How's that sound?
Well, could I maybe just leave on a positive note for the
Go
dads?
Ahead, please do.
Because, look, Dad, if you're going through what we've been talking about here already at the moment and you're struggling and find it really difficult, all that I would say to you is, look, do what you can until you can do better. And then when you can do better, then you do better. But you never give up. Mm-hmm. There are supports there. There are people there to listen and talk with you. Reach out, because that is a sign of strength. And we are here through the Dad's Project, Parenting NI.
Happy days. Brilliant. Cathair, thank you very much.
My pleasure for taking part.
That's great. Thank you. And
my pleasure.
I'll certainly be in touch with you again for maybe future podcasts.